Welcome to Tree Dog Tuesday, only on the Fueled by Joy Working Dog Podcast. All right, ladies and gentlemen, welcome to another Tree Dog Tuesday, and it is 2024. Happy New Year. We got a lot going on this year, and we're going to start talking about it today. We're giving you the schedule for the rest of January. We're going to talk about a few odds and ends, and we're hopefully going to get this new year kicked off right. So stay tuned.
They say you can't teach an old dog new tricks. That may or may not be true, but you can fuel them with joy when you feed them Joy Maintenance Plus. Formulated for the nutrition needs of older and obese dogs with top shelf, 100% American ingredients. Our Maintenance Plus is formulated with omega-3 and 6 fatty acids, glucosamine, chondroitin, zinc, and vitamin E to give your dog a shinier coat, healthier joints, and a stronger immune system. Fuel your dog with confidence when you are fueling them with joy, knowing that we have never had a single recall. Call 800-245-4125 or visit joydogfood.com to find a dealer near you.
All right, folks, as I shut off the calendar year 2023 a little early, the last time you guys heard from us on Tree Dog Tuesday and the Fueled by Joy Working Dog podcast, we had talked about, or I had talked about, how we're gonna start doing it right in 2024. And by that, I mean the second week, second Tuesday of 2024. No, we got some great stuff coming up. I mean, we're really going to make the podcast a priority. And what we're doing with Cane Stream Media is conducive to what we're wanting to do with the podcast as well. We want to be the number one working dog podcast on the planet. We want to support all these working dogs and hunting dogs and hounds and all that stuff. And we want to do it big. And so our first guest of 2024, which will be a week from today, is the biggest that I can think of. Mr. Russ Beller. We sat down, we talked to him, and what we're doing with the podcast when we have, you know, these great guests like this, I spend the day with them. I take the camera as well, and the video footage we're turning into our new Dog Life series. And the Dog Life will be available on the YouTube channel. And it's going to be good. You know, is it a Vice documentary from 5 years ago that were so good? Probably not. But it's only going to get better. It's like the Elite Handler Series hunts. You know, when you look at how they're shaped and how people watch them and how they're edited, they've, from the three that we've had and the two that we have coming up, you're going to see that the quality gets better every time, and we're going to get really good at this. And that's the whole point. But it's going to be fun. You're going to be able to get the video content on the video side through Cane Stream Media, and then you're going to get the podcast right here. And yeah, first one's going to be Mr. Beller. I went out there all day, spent all day riding around the truck with him, looking at the property, hanging out, doing the podcast. And Mr. Russ was more than gracious and kind and entertaining. And we almost crashed the truck once. And yeah, you're going to want to see that. It was fun. And I think Mr. Beller's misunderstood, just like a lot of guys that do this sport. And we're just trying to help folks understand him. We get done with Russ Beller. We get to go hang out with Keith Sutmiller. Keith Sutmiller is a great dude. I've known Keith for a while. I enjoyed my day with him as well. We got to see his squirrel dogs go. You're going to get to see that hunt on Cane Stream. We're going to get to hear, you know, the love that he has for the sport of squirrel hunting and coon hunting with hounds. And you're going to hear him talk about crossing bird dogs into it. All his dogs that he squirrel hunts with have a little bird dog in them. Actually, the one that I don't want to give it away, I'll just say that we had a fantastic hunt. The ones we turned loose were more than half pointing dog, more than half English pointer. And we treated a lot of squirrels. And they're good tree dogs. And they're quick. And you're going to get to see it. And so what we're going to do is we're going to blend the podcast in with the video. You're going to be able to hear the podcast right here. You're going to get to see some awesome coverage and video and kind of an inside look at these guys on Canestream Media's YouTube channel. And so I'm excited for it. I think it's going to be fun. It's going to work out well. And if it doesn't, we'll quit doing it. But if you like that stuff, remember to support us, and we'll do it the best we can for as long as we can. In the Elite Handler Series, we've got some good hunts lined up, too. We've already done Billy Bell versus Michael Ward, Jeremy Michaelis, Zach McBee, Dustin Weed versus John Strickland, and next week, it will be, I believe this Monday, actually, it will be Zach Burden and Jason Doherty. And so that's going to be a fun one, too. I believe Zach's going to hunt legs. Jason is going to hunt ex-con, national champion versus world champion. Look forward to that. And on the video side of that, we have over an hour of sitting in Bobby Burden's kennels with Bobby and a group of hunters and just talking. And that's going to be good too. It was an impromptu deal that I didn't plan on doing, but it was fun. The Burdens treated me great. Jason, he was great down there too. Carl Proctor was the judge on that. So look forward to that coming out on Monday. That's going to be a good one as well. And so, yeah, got a lot of good stuff coming up. And we're really looking forward to it. But really, the main thing I want to say is Russ Beller will sit down with me for over an hour. I think we sat down on the podcast and talk dogs and deer and you name it. You know, we had a great time. Whole tour of the property, tour of the lodge, you name it. We did it. It was fun. We even got he's got some pups coming up. Miss Brooklyn Wood was out there with some pups, and I think you guys will be excited to find out what they're out of. And I believe that information will be available on the podcast. I know it's available on the video. So, yeah, Russ Beller next week. That's going to be a good one. And so you guys make sure and stay tuned. The Tree Dog Tuesday segment is going to be as good as I can make it. And the Working Dog Wednesday. Oh, we got Brett Vaughn coming up, too. Brett Vaughn's scheduled to record here pretty quick. So that's going to be good. We also have Nicholas Isaacs scheduled to record here pretty quick, and that's going to be a fun one. You know, some big game guys, some Western guys, get that stuff on there too, and get those other houndsmen that we don't always cover right here and get them covered. So anyway, we've done a lot of scheduling. We've got the guests piled up. I'm ready to record and have some good podcasts and enjoy myself. And hopefully you guys enjoy it as well. So we'll take one more quick break. We'll come back, touch on a couple other things, and we'll call it a day afterwards. So stay tuned. All right. I did want to get to one listener question before we call it a day here in our first podcast of 2024. That's going to be weird to say. It's weird past 2000. But anyway. Jacob Marshall sent me a good one, and I did want to talk about that. He had a pup that he sent a question in a while back. Luckily, my advice worked. I don't always, but he said the pup is doing well. It runs the trees, its own coon. He says has only ever been on one other tree with another dog, which is what we like. Right now, he says, though, he now does great on the first coon. Gave me some trouble on the recut for a while, but now we got that fixed. The two problems I have now is, one, he's starting a jealous tree, and two, his recut is a little slow. Now we're going to start with one, the jealous tree. Simple problem fix. Treat it just like a slick. You don't have to get onto him real hard. You don't have to do, you know, anything crazy. I've seen a lot of dogs jealous tree. A lot of my dogs have jealous tree, but I've never seen it be a continuous problem as the dog gets older, as long as you treat it like a slick. Another thing I like to do is if they're hanging around dogs and they're jealous treeing, or they're, you know, because really, should they be even be within 50 yards of another dog to jealous tree if the hunt's been going on for a while? Sometimes they should. I do like my dogs to, even if they get beat out of the truck or something like that, or they get beat on a track they're running, I want them to tree with that dog. I don't want them to be dead loners all the time. They don't have to be. If they are, that's great. If they're not, that's okay. They just can't quit what they're doing to go to another dog. But anyway, on the jealous tree inside, I've seen a few dogs that did it long term, but it was on rare occasions and not enough to, yeah, would it cost you a cast here and there? Sure. Is it a problem that needs fixed? Yes. Is it something I get super concerned about? No. You know, you can do it one of two ways. You can get onto that dog, you can recut it. If they're close to that dog that has a coon, treat it the way you did when they were puppies, and you just tie them back, you shoot that dog's coon out, and then as that dog's chewing on it, you send them out of there. You know, you get onto them a little bit. You don't have to get onto them hard or rough or anything like that, but they need to know that they're not supposed to be doing that. You can't let it slide. They need to get gone. They need to go find a coon to tree. They need to quit taking shortcuts, and they need to quit jealous tree, and then you just got to treat it like what it is, a mistake. It's a piece of cake. I don't think the dog's going to do it long term. You know, it's usually not a problem. You know, as they get older, they usually grow out of it, to be honest. Or at least all the ones that I've had experience with it did. Bella jealous tree, Con jealous tree, Blinken, he's made some jealous trees. Duds never really would. But most of the pups I've had, Son, Hazel will do it on occasion still, and she's 8, you know, very rarely, but she'll do it on occasion. A lot of times she don't tree, she just hangs out in there too long, which is the same thing, pretty much. You know, by the time you're walking in there and she's still got her nose to the ground and she's barking around, and she wants to tree there, but she knows she ain't supposed to, or she don't want to tree there, but she don't want to leave, or she does want to tree there, but she wants to, or wants to leave, but she don't want to, you know, leave where the action is. You know, I don't know why they do it all the time. I don't know the reasoning behind it, but I do know that it doesn't take much to fix. Just treat it like the recut, though. That can be a problem. From what I've seen with dogs, either they have that, you know, ability, they're born with that ability to be recut and leave hard and stay hunting harder as the night goes on. But 99.9% of them, you know, I figure about 1 out of 1,000 is a naturally hard going dog off a recut, and it ain't very many. So yeah, you got to push them along a little bit, and a lot of that's gonna be decided by what the dog knows. Does it know what the get command means? Does it know that if you nick it a little bit, why you're doing it? So you gotta let it know. When I start cutting young dogs, you know, I'll say get, you know, and a lot of times it's with an older dog that leaves hard, so it's, they get it kind of imprinted. I'm around them a lot. They know what my "I'm not happy with you" voice is, you know, and so. Yeah, what I do with the young dog is I'll turn them loose, and if they're not recutting right, I'll get something to make some noise, and I'll push them out of there. Sometimes I'll give them just a little switch on the back, you know, let them know that they're not supposed to be there, they're not supposed to be hanging out, they're not supposed to just, at their leisure, decide to go coon up. Can that be done with a collar? Sure. But they need to know what you're doing it to them for. When I had a young dog that's doing that, say I recut them and they get in there 40, 50 yards and they're just chilling, you know, they're not moving around like they're supposed to. I'm going to nick them, and I'm going to make sure they can hear me, and I'm going to tell them to get out of there, and that way they know what I mean. They know when I say get that they're not supposed to just be hanging out right there minding their own business. And then I'll nick them. I won't do nothing for the first 15 or 20 times. I won't touch that collar unless they can hear me too. Then after that, say they're in their 300-400 yard and they're just banging around or they're just doing something that they're not supposed to be doing, or they're just hanging out and they're not moving around like we want them to, then you don't have to be within hearing distance. You just got to touch the button. But until they know what me yelling get means, I'm not hitting them with that collar. I'm not shocking them. I'm walking in there and I'm going to move them out of there on foot, and I'm going to tell them to get going. And I've looked like a fool chasing pups through the woods, you know, multiple times. But they need to know when I unsnap that leash, they need to be hustling. And it's something that if you don't have that dog that naturally wants to fly around every recut, you know, you're going to have to do periodically from time to time. Hazel's 8 years old. I still got to do it to her every now and then. I was just hunting with Lane Denny and Shy and Brandon Gaines and them last week, and I recut Hazel and she banged around in there. And, you know, I'm over there slapping my leg with the leash and yelling, get. You know, she knows better. She knows she ain't supposed to be in there, but she's still going to do it sometimes. So if it's not a natural recutting pup, it's something you're going to have to do to them on occasion to keep them hustling. Dogs are naturally lazy creatures, and they're going to take the easiest route, and they're going to get sidetracked just like people do. And you got to remind them, you know, we all need a little kick in the butt every now and then. And so does some of these dogs. But, yeah, I mean, make sure it knows what you want, and then you can move that pup out with the collar. You're not going to hurt him. You're not gonna mess him up. And if you do, he probably wasn't going to amount to nothing anyway. That's my theory. So you got to be careful, but also don't be afraid to use the tools that we have. That pup's knows that he's supposed to be moving, and he's not moving. Touch him up a little bit. You know, you don't have to make sparks or anything, but yeah, just give him a little nick. Let him know that, you know, you need to refocus and you need to be hustling. And so that's what I do. I've had pretty good luck doing that. I'm sure there's some guys that are better at it than I am that may be able to give you some advice too. I know a lot of these guys that I hunt with always have a dog that recuts good. And, you know, maybe I'll ask them how they did it and get back to you too. So. But anyway, that's all I got for you guys this week. We appreciate you joining us on the first Tree Dog Tuesday of 2024. Remember, tune in tomorrow, Fueled by Joy Working Dog Podcast, Working Dog Wednesday. We're going to have some Beagle action lined up for you. Mike Green is back, and we'll get that put out there tomorrow. The Monday Morning News Desk, Competition Corner News Desk will be back on Monday, and we're ready to roll in 2024. We're looking forward to it. We're excited, and hope you guys enjoy the ride with us. So, yeah, thanks for listening, and we'll see you next week.